It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week, Atreyu singer Brandon Saller. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you so much for being on the show this week. The new album from Atreyu is called Baptize. It's coming out on June 4th. And Brandon, between the pandemic and Alex Varkatsas leaving the band, uncertainty characterized last year for Atreyu. How did those unknowns actually exhilarate you while making Baptize?
I think that we're definitely a group of dudes that kind of thrives in the face of a challenge, you know? We've always been that way as a band. We've always kind of been that uphill battle sort of band. You know, nothing's ever really been handed to us. So for us, we saw it as more of an opportunity rather than a challenge, you know? And I think it just pushed us to kind of go in. And we'd already started writing and recording Baptized in January. And it kind of just pushed us to, like, really get in and have an even more creative outlook to finish the album and just everything that's happened since. Like I say, it's kind of, we've looked at it more as an opportunity than anything else.
Brandon Saller of Atreyu with us again. Their new record, Baptized, comes out June 4th. This is a tune from it, Underrated. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brandon Saller from Atreyu is with us on the show. The new record is called Baptize. It's out June 4th. And Alex Varkatsas was actually involved in writing some of the music on Baptize. Why was it important that his efforts be part of the finished album?
I mean, we had started the album. We wrote, you know, probably 12 songs musically and vocally as well. He had a hand in writing a lot of, you know, the lyrics on the first batch of songs too. So we loved the songs and we loved, you know, what we had all accomplished. So it was kind of like, we didn't want to just kind of shelf the songs because he wasn't in the band anymore. You know what I mean? We all were super proud of what we did. So we just kept on trucking it. Went in, wrote a handful of songs more on our own and just kind of adapted everything that we had done before with putting my voice and Porter's voice on everything.
Brandon Saller of Atreyu with us. Their new record, Baptized, comes out June 4th. Coming up, music from Megadeth, Slayer, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, and more with Brandon right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie, Atreyu singer Brandon Saller with us. We're talking about the new record from Atreyu. It's called Baptize, and it's coming out on June 4th. And Baptize is one of the heavier Atreyu albums. When you're writing and recording, what subconsciously dictates the style and tone of the music you're making?
I think that we've always been a band that doesn't focus on much more than like current feeling and current thought. Especially with the way we make records with our producer, John Feldman. It's very much like, what are you feeling today? How do you feel? What do you want to write about? Like, what? It's like time capsules, you know? So I think that there's never really intention of, we're going to make this record heavy, or we're going to make this record more pop, or we're going to make this record more metal. I think it's always just, that's why Atreyu albums have always come out being so eclectic and kind of covering, you know, multiple genres, because it just kind of is whatever we're feeling that day. You know what I mean? It's very clear, you know, honest, creative time capsules every time we write a song.
Atreyu's new record, Baptized, comes out June 4th. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week, plus music from Pantera, Slayer. More with Brandon Saller of Atreyu right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Atreyu's Brandon Saller with us on the show this week. We're talking about the new Atreyu album, which is called Baptize. And again, it's coming out on June 4th. Someone transitioning from one role to another, Brandon, can sometimes be disconcerting for their audience. In what ways has other people doing the same thing, like Dave Grohl, for example, encouraged you?
I think that, you know, a big part about me taking the lead role over as far as vocals in my band was the decision was made because it wasn't going to be as jarring and as much of a shock to our audience because they're already used to my voice, you know. It wasn't like bringing in a stranger, but, you know, as far as me having, you know, gaining the confidence to kind of jump up front and have a new kind of role on stage, I mean, definitely people like Dave Grohl is a huge influence where it's like you just kind of realize that, like, if it's good and it's entertaining, then people are going to welcome it with open arms. So that's what I intend on being, you know, like I intend on just going on stage and being myself. And if anyone's seen my other band, Hell or High Water, perform, or if anyone has seen video of, you know, in 2019 in Europe, we actually had to go to Europe with this exact lineup that we have currently, and I was up front. So people have kind of seen a little taste of it, and, you know, we did our live stream events, and people saw a taste of it. And so far, people have been very, very kind and kind of welcoming to the new stage setup.
Brandon Saller of Atreyu with us. The new Atreyu record, Baptize, is coming out June 4th. Coming up next, a tune from Bodom After Midnight, plus the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guest, Brandon of Atreyu. It's Full Metal Jackie. Brandon from Atreyu with us on the show this week. Brandon, you're a multi-instrumentalist with multiple creative outlets. How does excessive creativity help you cope with turmoil and disruption that sometimes occurs in life?
I feel like it's honestly probably my main coping mechanism, you know? I feel like there's never a shortage of things to write about in this day and age. And, you know, I feel like whether... For me, just because if I'm sad doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to write a sad song, but just writing music and kind of like having an outlet creatively is something that just makes me feel better inside and just makes me feel normal. So I think that's why I've, you know, that's why I write so much music. That's why I write so much music. You know, I'm in Atreyu, another band in the past. I do music for TV film, I write with other artists. So it's kind of one of those things where, like, that part of me just needs to continue to exist at as high a capacity as I can, because it just makes kind of me feel better inside, you know?
It's Full Metal Jackie. Brandon from Atreyu with us. Pick up their new record, Baptize. Again, it's coming out on June 4th. Brandon, thank you so much for checking in.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.